looking at gain in 2013 of about 13,500 jobs, or about 1.4%. So I'm expecting us to do a little bit better than the national average in 2013. There are some sectors that I think are going to do quite well, other sectors that I think are going to do less well.
Yeah, it looks like wholesale, retail, and leisure sectors predicted to have the highest growth. Can you expand on that, why you think that is?
Retail particularly has been doing really well since the recovery began. And it's a function, I think, of the fact that it did so poorly over the last decade. We lost something like 16,000 jobs over the course of the 2000s. That burned off 15 or 20 years worth of overdevelopment and puts us back in a position where we can sustain some growth. The time will come, if this trend continues, where we're overdeveloped again, but I don't see it happening this year. Wholesale's kind of a different matter. We've got really, in wholesale trade, a segment of the supply chain. And supply chain activities are really, really important for us here in Central Ohio. So wholesale is doing well. The other part of the supply chain, transportation, is doing quite a bit less well.
Other weak sectors, manufacturing, professional services, government, no surprises there?
Well, professional services is kind of a surprise because that's been doing very, very well for years. But the problem is that it's really not participated in the recovery here to the same extent that it has in other places. The subsector of business services that's concerned with corporate management has been particularly weak. So that's a problem. Government is a problem here just as it is everywhere else. The one saving grace is that this is the largest or one of the largest state capitals in the country. And so we have a lot of other activities going on in this economy besides government. If we were a small state capital with 25% or more of our total employment in government, we'd be a whole lot worse off than we are.
Yeah, let me follow up on that. What is it about Columbus, the metro area, that allowed the region to weather the recession significantly better than most areas of the state and the nation?
Well, quite frankly, I think it's probably because we did not inflate as much as the nation as a whole did. We had employment growth during the expansion, something like 40% less than the national average. And so we didn't grow as much, and so when the recession hit, we didn't have to give quite as much back, although the recession certainly hurt badly here, just as it did everywhere else, just not quite as badly.
What factors into the other services sector?
Well, other services includes repair services of all kinds. It includes personal services like beauty and barber shops, and it includes also organizations, professional associations, trade associations, chambers of commerce, that sort of thing. That is one sector in particular where I do not believe the numbers. In general, we need to be a little bit skeptical about that measured 2% gain that we got in 2012, I think that when the employment statistics get revised in March, I would expect us to give some of that back. Other services is one sector that I think we're going to be giving some back. I think we'll be giving some back in healthcare as well.